Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:12, and it's Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 10th, and it has been another extremely interesting day here in the markets. I suppose two of the main headlines that really stand out were the signal by Ben Bernanke that there may be further rate cuts in the pipeline. That's not too much of a surprise, but given the fact that the Fed has been quite tight-lipped about further rate cuts, it's been viewed as a positive development by the markets. And of course, there is also the possibility that Bank of America are going to buy Countrywide. So that is taking the possibility of that company going bankrupt off the table right now. It's also showing a degree of confidence that some banks are willing to take risks by purchasing in here. And it's also an indication that, well, at least Bank of America thinks that we're probably close to a bottom for some of these financials. So that is all pretty good news. Now, looking at the wider markets, a lot of the Asian markets were closed today, but those that were open, for example, the Japanese markets, they weren't able to follow through on that key day reversal that we saw yesterday. That may well happen tomorrow, given the firm tone that we've seen with on the close in the USA. But if we see the Nikkei breaking down through yesterday's low, well then, that's going to be another bearish development there. It really does need to follow through on that good move yesterday and hold above yesterday's lows, and in fact break that progression of lower highs which have been dogging it for the last couple of months. The Hang Seng was down over 1% as well, so no follow through there either on that good upward dynamic we saw yesterday. But that is also an index that has found support above its October and August lows, and considerably above its August lows. And I think it looks like it's about to break upwards in the well, not perhaps not about to break upwards, but certainly it looks like the bulls have the upper hand within that range right now. But looking at the US, you have the Dow Jones and the S&P both bouncing from support around their August lows. And with the Dow up 117 today, that's almost 1%. That's reasonably good follow through at all, though it is off the highs. And we're getting a little bit of firming in here. This, well, as I think David said yesterday, one swallow does not a summer make, and neither does two. And these are not the kind of absolutely emphatic upward dynamics that would tell us that the market is going to rally considerably from here. And if we would require some really, we need some further evidence to tell us that the market has reached a low of any significance. But what we are seeing is a little bit of firming around the August lows, and provided we don't see the Dow and the S&P breaking down below these recent levels, we can continue to be of the opinion that it's a ranging type environment. But I think there is no evidence really just yet to say that the bulls have gained the upper hand here, because it's just not there. And right across Europe, you had a pretty weak close in here today. The FTSE was down almost 1%, and the OMX in Sweden was down 1.4%. Some of those Norwegian markets, sorry, not Norwegian, Scandinavian markets, excuse me, have been quite weak recently. Denmark is also a standout there in that it has broken down through its August lows. So that is an area that really does need to get back above those August lows to offset scope for some further downside. And it wouldn't really need to do that in a hurry, I think. The other standout here was in the precious metals. Following the statement by Bernanke, you had silver trading around really quite considerably. The range on the day is almost a full dollar, but it closed at 628. It's hit a new high in here, and that's a new long-term high, and it is important. It does look like silver will. There's a possibility, of course, that it could range around in this area, but This is a breakout from a well-defined range. It's new high ground, and that is going to be noticed by a lot of investors. And of course, you also had gold up over $13, almost $14, almost up to $900 now. And that is a very significant upward move, particularly against the background of really quite nervous markets. So, gold really performing extremely well in here today, and I'm absolutely kicking myself that I had such a tight stop, and that is really falling victim to my own nervousness or anxiety about the way the markets were trading and not being 100% in tune with just what the charts were telling me, and that is that gold and the precious metals are looking extremely firm in here right now. The euro was also quite strong in here today. It was up almost a cent and a half at 1.48. The pound was marginally stronger. The pound, even though the Bank of England held rates on hold, that didn't help the pound too much. And well, it looks like the trading community are still quite bearish on the potential for the pound, particularly against the dollar. And that also would have, well, that weakness in the dollar following the indication that we are going to see further rate cuts in the dollar obviously helped gold. But it is an indication of just how strong this precious metal market is that you have gold breaking up in lots of different currencies. And also oil was quite weak in here today. It was down almost $1.50. And below $95, consolidating beneath this big round $100 level. But there haven't been that many days recently where we've seen oil down and gold up, so that is something to also bear in mind that there is some buying pressure certainly in these precious metals. In the soft commodities sector, it was pretty soft across the boards at the close. You had corn off 2.25 cents, the same with soybeans. I'm just pulling up the wheat chart now. But we have that big USDA report coming out tomorrow before the market opens in the US. And we're probably going to get some volatility there. I have no idea which way the volatility is going to occur, but I decided to book some profits in here today, and I'll be inclined to reopen them when the dust settles, probably sometime next week. I'm going to be out of the office as well for a big portion of tomorrow, and I didn't want to be away from the office with such, well, anticipating such volatility in the markets. Looking at the industrial metal complex, that was a bit weaker in here today. We had copper actually quite firm, probably one of the most firm of those industrial metals, but nickel was down 800 points, which is certainly not a great deal given the size of that contract. And also with lead down 30, again, that one was well off its lows. So we had a lot of different markets selling off early in the morning, and that's also true of the precious metals, and then rallying well off those lows, particularly following those anticipations that we're going to get further rate cuts. And that is primarily what has been driving markets over the latter half of today's trading. Looking forward, markets are still really quite nervous, and although we are getting a little bit of a firmer tone in stock markets, particularly on Wall Street, it's not enough to convince people that we've seen a low of any real significance. And with those higher food prices, higher oil prices, higher commodity prices generally, and the lower rate outlook, that does point towards pretty much a perfect storm for the precious metal complex because that's inflationary when you've got commodity prices pushing upwards and a falling interest rate environment. And that is certainly being shown in the gold price right now and a number of those gold shares as well. And there aren't that many momentum plays out there. The precious metals are certainly there, and so are the grains, and increasingly some of the other soft commodities. But not too much momentum really in your wider stock market indices. So we are seeing a great deal more interest in the commodity complex as a result. Looking at the bond markets, you had bonds off in excess of a point in here. So you had the 30-year down to 117.17. And we continue to see really quite strong bond markets. Personally, I don't see the value there at all. Of course, people aren't just buying these because they want to get the yield. They're looking for a safe haven, and this nervousness in markets is being reflected in stronger bond prices. But I think that's probably a transitory effect and probably not going to last very much beyond the length of time that the anxiety lasts about the subprime contagion, and that will probably play out, I think, in the first 6 months of this year. But with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.